And we have a very special guest today. His name is Rich Lowry. You probably know the name. He is the editor of the National Review. He's written for the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, and the list goes on and on. He's a contributor on the Fox News Channel and an author. One particular book that comes to mind, The Legacy, Paying the Price for the Clinton Years, was a New York Times bestseller. Mr. Lowry, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. How's it going?
Going great. This week we dive right in here. We had quite an event when it comes to the primaries. Rick Santorum won 40% of the vote in Colorado, 45% in Minnesota, and got 55% in Missouri. What does that mean when it comes to the Republican primary?
Well, it's just astonishing. I think people expected him to do pretty well in Missouri because Gingrich wasn't on the ballot, and perhaps do pretty well in Minnesota because there is a small electorate there and a caucus, and there are a lot of evangelicals in Minnesota, the state of Michelle Bachmann, after all.
Right.
But this was just an astonishing blowout and just an annihilation of the front runner, Mitt Romney.
Right.
And the disturbing thing here, if you're the Romney people, is you have to look at the eight contests we've had so far, and perhaps conclude you can only win in states where you have a summer home, New Hampshire, or win in states where you just go massively negative with millions of dollars in negative ads, which he did in Iowa, which got him basically a tie, which of course he did in Florida, which got him a huge victory in against Newt Gingrich, and then which followed on into Nevada, where there's a big Mormon community.
Right.
But this is a huge wake-up call to the Romney campaign and a huge boost to Rick Santorum. We'll see what Rick can do with it going forward.
Now, this is there's not another primary here for a few weeks, and Rick Santorum really didn't get to ride the wave of winning Iowa, because actually we thought that that Romney was the winner, but ultimately he did get the win, but he didn't get to ride the wave of that. Now he wins these three caucuses. He wins decisively. How does the Rick Santorum how do they go forward and really take advantage of this?
Well, we'll see. It's interesting. You're absolutely right about Iowa. Partly it's because everyone thought he had narrowly lost, but it was also because immediately afterwards, Newt Gingrich just went nuclear on Bain Capital.
Right.
And Newt was, the bright light that the moth of the media was attracted to, and he just sucked up all the oxygen, and there's nothing left for Santorum. And I think we saw in Santorum's victory speech after these Tuesday caucuses and primaries that he's kind of changed his message. After Iowa, it was a very distinctive working class message. Now it's basically I can win the general election partly because I'm the only true conservative in the race, and that's the message he had been prosecuting the last couple weeks. And apparently it bit against Mitt Romney, and Santorum has been the one candidate really to go hammer and tongs after Romney on health care, and it seemed to work. Now he needs to raise a lot of money, and he needs to show he can withstand the barrage that's going to come from the Romney campaign in Michigan and Arizona.
Now, I did hear Newt Gingrich at one point actually recently say that Santorum should step aside and consolidate the conservative vote. And what Newt Gingrich was saying was consolidate it for him. Now it looks to me like that Rick Santorum is in a position to make those same comments to Newt Gingrich. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, if everyone says that Newt hates Mitt Romney and has a vendetta against Mitt Romney.
Right.
If that's true, Newt would get out right now and endorse Rick Santorum. Because the best thing that Romney can hope for is continued division on the right. Because in Missouri, you saw what happened when there's only one conservative non-Romney in the race, potentially. And, it was a smashing victory for Rick Santorum. Now, what Gingrich is hoping is that he still has a regional base in the South. You look where he's won, obviously South Carolina, but in Florida he did very well in the panhandle counties up in the northern part of Florida that have southern characteristics. So Newt has to hope, I can win these southern states coming up in Super Tuesday and afterwards, and Santorum can eat into Romney, in the Midwest, maybe the West a little bit, and between the two of us, you can hold Romney below 50% of delegates, and that potentially leaves everything totally up for grabs at a convention.
Interesting. Let me ask you this question. In terms of conservative views, and I want to get to something else in just a second, but in terms of a conservatives, you hear some conservatives say that what's going on with the Obama administration, Obamacare, that this is apocalyptic from our point of view. Others say it's just a political swing, that the left's in control now and the pendulum will swing the other way. Where do you fall there?
I think it's I guess somewhere in between. It's a pendulum swing that has pretty apocalyptic consequences in my view.
Right.
Because, you know, we're up to about 24% of GDP is being consumed by the federal government with Obamacare and the Obama program generally that will just continue to grow. And at some point, you're really going to have to pay for it. So if President Obama gets a second term, that's going to be what the debate is about. I'm afraid some Republicans will buckle and will have some grand deal with kind of window dressing, spending restraint, and really serious tax increases, not just on the upper end, which right. the administration has been talking so much about, but further down the income scale as well, because there's just not enough money that you can realistically extract from the top to pay for all this. You know, the Buffett rule, by current estimates, you'd get $30, $40, $50 billion a year. We have a $1.3 trillion
right.
dollar deficit, and that's assuming that people don't find ways to evade it.
Do you think that's just political speak?
The Buffett rule?
Well, the going out and the class warfare thing.
No, I think it's pretty sincere. I think it's good politics, but they're quite sincere about it. I was struck, though, but the State of the Union was not as unstinting and unrelenting an exercise in that kind of politics as I would have expected. It wasn't as bad as the Aswatami speech. It was a little bit more centrist, although it had the Buffett rule there in the end. It's obviously something that gets the president and his base ginned up. But, you know, this is an age-old political dispute about whether which kind of equality is more important, equality of opportunity or equality of result. And that's something that's divided the right and the left for literally centuries.
How about, I'm starting to see some polls that say that Obama wins over an unnamed Republican candidate. It was put up next to Romney. I saw a poll this week that Obama wins. What do you make of that?
Well, it's the president has had an uptick, clearly. Part of it is the economy feeling a little better. We'll see whether that's sustainable or not. But so far, you know, it's been good news for the country, good news for the president. The State of the Union, I think, was pretty well received for the reasons I just discussed. And then this primary battle has just, I don't think it's inspired anyone. You know, there was a Washington Post poll the other day that said 55% of people don't like what Republicans have been saying in the primaries. I'm shocked that that's not 90%. I mean, who has liked this debate where you had, you know, Newt knocking Romney
right.
for Bain and for his taxes and calling him a malignant liar and all the rest of it,
right.
and Romney with this viciously negative campaign against Newt, a lot of which I think has been true, but some of it's been unfair and exaggerated. So, and that's one of the reasons we've seen Santorum pop up. It's just when you're viciously attacked, like Newt, and there's a lot of material to use against you, you're probably going to sink. But also when you're the attacker, like Mitt Romney, you're probably going to sink. And that's why we've seen his unfavorable ratings go up at the same time that Santorum now is much more favorably viewed than either Romney or Gingrich.
Who do you think is more electable or most electable versus Obama? Who's got the best chance of beating President Obama, do you think?
Well, I think Newt is the least electable. I think he'd be a disaster.
Wow.
Romney and Santorum, it's a much closer call than I would have expected. I think Romney has shown himself not to be a particularly strong candidate through this process. I think it's a problem nominating someone, you know, who has accounts in the Cayman Islands, although that's not apparently doesn't derive any tax advantage from that. But that just the optics of that are horrible. And Santorum has proven that he has more appeal in the Midwest, which is going to be a key battleground. The problem with Santorum, you know, he comes across as a little yappy. At his worst, he comes across as a little immature. And although I think the social issues on balance are a benefit to the Republican Party, he at times has kind of overemphasized them and talked about them and kind of inflammatory language that wouldn't necessarily play well to the middle of the electorate. So one thing I think Santorum is going to have to do is can he reassure Republicans that he is a better general election candidate than Romney. Now, actually, polls lately have shown him performing better against Obama than either Romney or Newt, you know, because of the nuclear war between them that I was just alluding to.
Right.
But, you know, if that result is enduring, well, that would be a major point in Rick Santorum's case for himself.
Do you think that as Rick Santorum comes up in the polls, do you think the Romney campaign will attack him? And if so, do you think he'll have the same kind of result that it's had for Newt Gingrich?
Yeah, I think they'll definitely attack him. It's gonna be ticklish, though, you know, because Rick's image is of the nice guy, and Newt, you know, although people admire Newt, they're impressed with him, I don't think they quite feel bonded to him or like him in quite the same way. And
right.
The way Newt reacted to the attacks is so horrible that it kind of reinforced every negative impression of him. Rick, I doubt we'll see that. But it's clear, we saw it in Romney's speech in Colorado on Tuesday night, he's going to, you know, go after Santorum as a typical Washington insider. Look, which he was, right? I mean, he was a congressman and a senator. I don't think that's quite the damning charge that the Romney people think, because Mitt Romney wanted to go to Washington. He wanted to go to Washington beginning in 1994. So I don't like the whole resume argument from Romney either. I'd prefer, you know, he says I should be elected president because I've been in the private sector, and that's an important, enriching experience. But there's a lot to be said for, you know, being in public service,
sure,
and fighting for these ideas in the public arena, which Romney tried to do and did do when he was elected governor of Massachusetts.
We're talking today to Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review. If folks want to find out more about you, find out where to buy your books, where would they go?
NationalReview.com.
NationalReview.com, and your books are available on Amazon as well. Is that right?
Correct.
They search under your name?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Rich Lowry. All right.
All right,
Mr. Lowry, thank you so much for being with us. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you, sir.
And we're coming up on a hard break.